All right, let's head out to Edmonton now. Here's our buddy Jason Strudwick. A little party in the streets out there, Struddy. McDavid still number one on the TSN top 50. That's got to be satisfying.
I don't know. Not much stuff's going to be in the mail still. I haven't seen it yet. Has it gotten to us here in Edmonton? It's like Michael Jackson's music in Russia. We're just getting it now.
Yeah, we get it out to you guys a little bit later. That is true. I think it's geo-blocked. We make sure Alberta doesn't touch this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I love it. No, you know what? I hear you guys talking about Leon Draisaitl. And what I think the word I'd use about Leon is he's forced himself into that conversation by the way he's played. You know, I think Makar's done as well. Just bullied his way for the way they've played. Not that the other two haven't, but those two guys, I'm not sure they're as clear-cut, maybe, especially Leon, as the top guys. And they bullied and forced their way into that conversation. And if you want to be known as the top 10, top 5, and top 3 player, you've got to make a case in all stages of the game, right? The regular season and then the playoffs. And what Leon and Cale Makar and Connor did last year was crazy. The way they played. You know, and I'll give it to Cale Makar, the D-man. I thought he was spectacular in the playoffs last year.
He was. Yeah, he was outstanding. And Draisaitl's in at number 4. And like, you know, like that is a huge compliment, clearly. If collectively people are saying that you're the fourth best player in the world or you project to have the fourth best season, that is a compliment. But in a weird way, it feels like maybe he doesn't get enough love because he's won a Hart. He had 55 goals last year. Multiple times. It feels like he scores 50 in his sleep now. Like it's almost routine. Like you fully expect he'll be in a race for a Rocket and finish with 105, 110 plus points. Which is a remarkable feat.
He is, and I think, you know, what Leon brings also is a bit of an edge to his game. You know, at times here, the fans call him the grumpy Russian or grumpy German because he, like, when someone hits him or something, he'll turn on the guy and track him down and do something to him, right? And I think that gives him more space. So, I mean, here in Edmonton with Connor and Leon as your 1 and 2 centers, already put them together, which is lights out. They have a pretty special connection, these two guys. But when they're on the ice, Connor doesn't play the same as Leon and vice versa. They're both brilliant players, but they get it done in completely different ways. And I think that's what makes it a hard matchup if you are going to spread them out over two lines.
Struddy, how's the Jack Campbell vibe out there? Is it all good? Is he best friends with everybody already? I mean, what's going on with him? Is he in wedding parties already? Or what's the situation with Jack out there?
He recently pulled a cat out of a tree. He didn't wait for the fire department to get there. He just got it himself, jumped on his pads, and got up. But, you know what? Listen, I think that, you know, the Oilers essentially have two new goalies this year, even though one was in their system in Skinner. And, you know, these two guys, I think for Campbell, I look at the model a little bit in Colorado. He doesn't have to be a crazy good. He just has to be solid, right? Just solid every night, predictable. And then Skinner, who's had a really nice preseason, actually, I'm looking forward to see what he can do. You know, can he bring that type of stability and give, you know, 30, 35 games? So with Campbell, I don't think Campbell needs to play more than, I'm not the goalie expert, but I would top him out at 55. Let him be. So it looks like kind of a nice duo here for them to the Oilers. But, yeah, I mean, you know what he's like. He's friendly in interviews, but another good voice in that dressing room on top of, you know, the Hyman has came in and CeCe and, you know, Barry. I guess they're all Leafs. I don't know if that matters. But, you know, then you got Draisaitl and Connor. So, Darnell, like, you're starting to get a good core of leaders in that group that can help if and when the seats get a little rocky.
Strutty, in Toronto, we've got a young kid, Nick Robertson, who's really pushing for a job, a draft pick. They're trying to develop him. I look at the same thing in Edmonton, the Holloway kid, and, you know, drafting and developing is so key, especially when you've got contracts that are worth a lot of money and you're a cap-compliant team. What are you seeing out of Holloway, and do you think he has a chance to be there opening night and be a real special player?
Well, I've loved the idea of Holloway since he was drafted. Big, can skate, shoot, smart player. Like, what else do you want, right? And physical. Those are all things that I was looking for in him, and he's exhibited those in a few games I've watched live, and now, you know, in this preseason, he's done a good job. But one of my biggest pet peeves is how, you know, here it feels like, and a lot of fans are like this, either he's on the team or he's not on the team. Like, he has to be in the opening night roster, and, like, development for a young player is up and down. Like, he might start here, and he might go down, he might come back up. You know, these are the way it works. But he's trending in the right direction to be an impact player for the Oilers. Last night he was playing with Connor McDavid, which is a pretty nice place to play. But it wasn't like he was just skating beside him. There was a nice play. There was a give and go where Holloway got it, passed it to Connor, and jumped open ice. Connor gave it back, and Dylan had a quick shot. Like, that's what Connor wants. He wants to play with you. He doesn't want to just, you know, just skate around and you get him the puck every now and then. He wants you to interact and play with him. That's why he loves playing with Leon or Kane. Like, they use each other. So to see that out of a young player like this is huge. But, you know, so, yeah, I think he'll be I think he's earned the right to be in the opening night lineup. Is he here at Christmas? I'm not sure. But I think that he's a guy that towards the end of the year or the next, you know, 18 months, he'll have a huge impact for the Oilers. Because you look at the wings now, you'll have Holloway, Hyman, I'm not sure what's going on, Puljujärvi, Fogle, Kane. You know, Yamamoto's not the biggest guy. But you're getting some big, fast wingers. And that was Ken Holland. He said that he wanted bigger, faster wingers when he arrived, and he's done just that, including this big man, Dylan Holloway.
With Jason Strudwick. So, again, the TSN Top 50 list is out, and we've been breaking it down over the last couple of weeks. And what screams at you when you stare at the top 10 anyway, and all the way down to even the top 30, is Tampa has three guys in the top 10 in Hedman, Vasilevsky, and Kucherov, and five in the top 26, I believe, with Stamkos and Point, both in the 20s. So they've been to the Cup Final three straight times. You got five guys who are still in their prime. Like, how are they not still the team to beat, I guess is what I'm expressing here, yeah. Strutty, when you look at just the explosive yeah. talent, and all of them are on term. Like, none of them are in contract yeah. years.
Well, you know, I thought last year was different from their previous two cup runs. I thought the previous two cup runs, they kind of, you know, they overwhelmed teams and they were going hard and playing hard. And, like, they just had so much more talent than everybody else. They just overwhelmed them. Then, you know, they had to make some changes and people were traded or shipped off for, you know, cap reasons. And now, again, a couple guys have left this summer. So they're not quite as deep. So they're going to have to kind of sort it out while hopefully some other people come up and draft and are developed. But I tell you what, I wouldn't want to play that team in the playoffs. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, for the obvious reason here, but that'll be a hard out. Vasilevsky, yeah. Hedman, all those guys you just mentioned, they are playoff hardened and they know how to get it done. So I don't know if I expect them to have an incredible regular season, but I think when it comes time for playoffs and I'm looking across at Tampa in the first round, I'm not sure that's what I'm looking for.
No. No, run for your life. And they're going to get there. Like, you know, they're going to get in. It's a remarkable job.
Sorry to interrupt, Hayes. Do you think that Cirelli will be there at some point too?
I could see him as top 50.
He's a hell of a player.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like he had shoulder surgery, but I mean, he's not going to start the season. But you think about younger players that are pushing through. Like that Cirelli, by all accounts, and I think you talked about it too. He might have been on Team Canada if they played last year. Like, he's that good of a player. Like, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle because they have
such a... It was a massive miss, Noodles, when no one gave him an offer. Like, if you want to talk about a prototypical offer sheet guy, I think Tampa was kind of up against it. And somebody could have just threw a number at him, and Tampa couldn't have matched it. That was a major miss by a lot of teams in the league.
Yeah, it never happened. Yeah. No one ever has a stone... I don't know if it's courage. I don't know if it's... The fear of retribution.
But it's competitiveness. You look at a guy like that, he could change the dynamic of your team. And he's
right.
free. You just got to pay him.
You're preaching the choir. I wonder if it was a matter of taking, you know, needing two to tango. Like, Cirelli was more than happy to wait for Tampa and whatever deal they were willing to give him, he was going to take. You know, like, think about Cirelli. All he does is win. He won a Mem Cup in Oshawa.
Yeah.
Now he's won two cups. He's been to three cup finals in Tampa. He gets to live in Tampa. He's not the man. Like, it's a pretty good setup for a guy that's still making pretty good money. He can just ride that wave in Tampa Bay for a long, long time.
He's loving life. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But hard place to live, and, you know it, too. Like, when you're on a good team, and you like where you live, and your family's happy, and you're making good money, like, do you really want to leave? You know, we've seen at times players leave and be unhappy with where they went to a new place. Like, if you're happy with where you are, my advice is always stay where you are. Like, you're going to like it there. Like, it's not always better somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So that culture is special in Tampa. I mean, to make it three times like they have, like, come on. That's mm-hmm. a special culture there.
A great example, Strutty, is Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. They just won a World Series. The guy's loved in Atlanta. And somehow they don't hammer out. Who knows? There's been all kinds of rumblings about what happened with his contract. But he ends up with the Dodgers. It's like, how does both parties butcher that? I have no idea.
I know. Then he go. Remember, he went back and he was crying. He was crying in the press conference. I'm like, why would you leave? Like, why would? It was like Ryan Smith here in Edmonton. You know, their deal wasn't
exactly.
That big. You know, it wasn't that big. I don't think it was like millions of dollars they were off. And so you're at the airport. You're upset, and I get it. Like, it's hard, but like, just stay. Just stay then. Like,
exactly.
Is it worth that? Or I know it's we're talking, you know, a couple hundred grand a year, but like, just stay. Just stay where you should have been. I never understood that, and I was never in that position. Like, other people were crying when they gave me the contract, but you know,
they want you to leave, not
yeah, like,
stay.
We thought this was somebody else, but anyways, you know, when you're happy, stay where you're at.
So, Strutty, nobody kind of, you didn't have like a couple hunch here, a couple hunch there. It was just whatever was available, or what?
Well, you know, you'd argue, I'd try to get, you know, an extra, you know, my own room on the road. That was shut down. You know, maybe they could move my sofa for me. That was shut down. I think I got an extra ticket one time. That was a bonus from the Blackhawks. Squeezed that out of them. But, no, I mean, you know, you're the 6'7 defenseman. You're not, you don't have a lot of bargaining power, right? You're kind of, I'll take it. I was like, yep. Kramer, like, we'll give you free coffee life. I'll take it.
It's a good deal, man. It's a good deal. 50 grand, you don't need that. All you need is the coffee.
Who told you to put the bomb on? Who told you to put the bomb on?
You needed Jackie. Was it Jackie Childs? That's Jackie. Who you needed as your agent. Then you would have found some cash. All right, Strutty. Well, happy Thanksgiving. You guys got big plans out there, or what's the story this week?
A couple big things. We got a big turkey. My mom, like, I hope she's not getting upset, but she tried to sneak a ham in last year. I'm like, no. Like, this is a turkey time. It's not a ham. Like, that's not what we're having. It's turkey. I want to smell it. I want to be a part of it. So, yeah, I'm a hard pro turkey, but no pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the worst. They don't know what to do with the pumpkins. So they put in the pie. No one wants to eat it. It's awful.
That's your worst take, and that's saying something. You've had some awful takes over
Hang
years,
up on this guy.
Pumpkin pie is elite, Strutty.
I'd rather die. I'd rather starve to death than eat pumpkin pie.
That's harsh. That's a terrible take, and I couldn't disagree with you more.
I like the seeds, though, like pumpkin seeds. I'll eat those. Don't give me the pie.
All right, Strutty. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Say hi to everyone out there for us. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
Jason Strudwick from TSN Radio out in Edmonton. Long time NHLer.
A ham is...
I don't mind a
ham. I'm sorry,
a
ham is garbage.
A ham. You get a honey-glazed ham. Very quality. Very quality.
You guys know I married into an Italian family. We start with lasagna. Like, there is a brick of lasagna, that's just a warm-up. And then you get into the ham and the turkey. And like, the spread, it's like you've never seen before.
Yeah. I haven't had a bite of ham in 25 years. And it's just
so good.
People are loving it. They're firing mustard on it. I have no place. It should be banned. It's gross. I hate it.
I'm with you in terms of like a ham sandwich or something like that. Like, I'm not into it. This is like... This is a highbrow, like, elite honey-glazed ham, you know, that comes in the tin foil. Like, that's a different beast. That you do a couple times a year, and it's outstanding. But, listen, turkey, you can't go wrong across the board, man. There's so many great options, right? So many great options.
Yeah,
but Strutty with the pumpkin pie slander. I take that personally. I love a pumpkin
that
pie.
That is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous comment.
It's not top of my list, but I will have it if there's whipped cream available. Like, I can't have it just alone. You got to have whipped cream on it. Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite pie. Like, I'll do a Boston cream. I'll do a lemon. You know, I just I don't like apple pie. I don't love apple pie either. Apples are gross.
Very overrated.
Kind of soft. Yeah, that's an overrated one.
Yes.
But like pumpkin, just around this time, I'll have it, no problem. But only one piece.
Yeah.
I'd rather go with the chocolate or.
All right, like a pecan pie. There's a lot of options.
Pecan. Yeah.
Lots of good options.